Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
What's the nightmare look like for the Texans tonight? What is a bad day one for the Houston Texans look like? Brandon Scott in the building, Landry Locker, John Lopez with you. What does it look like?
If they trade up into the first round, like I predicted they will, okay? If they do that and it's for one of these luxury positions, mm-hmm. or let's just call it even a non-position of need. Like, I do feel like that changes the calculus a little bit on what they should be targeting if they trade back up into the first round. Like, I'm cool with it if they do it. But if they do it, say, for one of these receivers, which I could understand them doing that.
Yeah.
But I'd be disappointed. I'd be disappointed with that sort of resource allocation, given what you've already done to address the receiver position. I do feel like you could stand to address it more, but there's an opportunity to do that now, I think, in the second round. So I feel like to get a little gluttonous with positions of strength, mm-hmm. or luxury positions.
What
I think
strength, man?
Places where, in a receiver case specifically, where you
you're planning on like the organization leaving, like is the team leaving in a year? They're going to need receivers next year.
They have four guys against drafting a receiver.
We've talked about this.
Yeah.
I'm not against drafting a receiver. I just feel like moving up, given the fact that you've already addressed it and the fact that you can get some, even in with that second round pick, you can still get a good receiver. So I'd be a little bit disappointed if they made an effort to, hey, let's forfeit these two picks to go up and get a receiver as opposed to picking one at the back end of the second round.
Mine is similar, Landry, to his. Everything they've done this year, everything this offseason, has been in win-now mode. So I get drafting a receiver for the future and for security and getting a rookie contract behind these guys that are going to be free agents. I get drafting maybe an offensive lineman, to be honest. You know, somewhere
that would be disappointing.
But I would get it.
Because
it doesn't fit with what their philosophy has been the entire offseason. Their philosophy this offseason is win now, win now, win now. Stephon Diggs, you know, Daniil Hunter, all these guys, you know, accumulating picks. So I want, if it's anyone but other than a win now player, that's why I keep going back to the same thing. I have no intel on this. Linebacker would be a win now draft pick. Linebacker would be a win now draft pick because that's the only place they have left where there's the least amount of depth.
That would also make sense. I wouldn't be excited about it.
Right.
But to me, it would not make sense to trade up into the first round to get something. Like, you're doing that to go get something that you can't get in the second round.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole reason for doing it. You're moving up to go get something that you can't get in the second round. And I feel like maybe linebacker fits into that, or really more so I'm looking at cornerback. Like, you're looking at a defensive tackle. What are the positions or, like, the players? Think about it.
What's up, Ross Blacklock?
What can you not
this
get?
Is the exact...
No, hey, no, but what's the...
Let's
think about
just
it.
Roll tape on 2020
no, no,
draft.
No, Landry, this is the
this
point.
This is what we're doing. This is the 2020 point. Draft. No first-round pick, corner, defensive lineman, but, Ross Blacklock.
But I'm talking about trying to go get a player that you definitely think is better
well,
than
what's
that.
What's your nightmare?
Because, look, that's the difference between picking a defensive tackle at 42. That sounds like Ross Blacklock. Moving up to get one that's a first-round pick or that has a first-round grade or that you have a first-round grade on is an entirely different thing, so I would be down with that.
The D lineman that I like Jenkins and I like Hall. That's it. But I don't even necessarily want those with the
Hall,
with the first
Ohio
second.
State.
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
Hall.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I like those two guys. This Fisk is my nightmare.
Really?
I don't like him.
I don't understand that.
Why don't you like
I'm
Fisk?
Not crazy I, high on him, but
I don't know, man. But it also seems like every time I'm down on a white D lineman, he ends up being good.
Yeah,
I'm take not it for what it's worth. I wouldn't have Karloff this guy either. And yeah, if they would have taken him instead of Kenyon Green, I might have been okay. I might have been happy. Yeah. So. There is just that kind of – I don't know, man. I'm six years college, man. Come on. And I heard him talking. He just sounds really like bro-y.
The 6 years of college is a drawback. Like he's already – he's like, you know, a year older than C.J. Stroud or maybe two. So
He's at least a year.
He's 2 years older.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm not – I would not.
So you're not.
I would be cool with drafting him. I wouldn't want to trade up.
D lineman.
No
I don't want
like
D lineman. I don't want a D lineman just to take a D lineman. I'm not there.
That kind of ties in with my whole draft philosophy for the Tech, whatever you want to call it. Like I'm looking at their two deep right now. I'm like, look at the guys that they brought in. Stephon Diggs. That's win now. Joe Mixon. That's win now. All these defensive tackles. No matter what you think of them, you know, Danico Autry, Daniil Hunter, Al-Shaair. Like they are Okuda could be argued.
Yeah.
You know?
But
so if they draft like a wide receiver that they can develop, I'd be disappointed. They need a linebacker to bolster that defense.
Yeah. Obviously trading up though is going to say a lot about what they think about the player.
Sure.
So I mean,
you know what?
We're obviously allowed to disagree, be like, "Man, I don't know about that." But that is going to be like a bold, just like trading up for Will, that's a bold statement. Hey, we think this guy is this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here's my motto. Screw swarm. I want to score. Okay? Like, enough of this swarm crap, okay?
Score.
Like, okay, y'all.
Hey, don't talk bad about swarm. It got him a lot.
Score. 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 Score points. Quit settling for field goals.
Yeah.
Put it in the end zone. Don't get to a position to where you only have one running back that you trust. Don't get to a position to where one injury at wide receiver ends you to where you have no puncher's chance. Score, please. Yeah. Just let's score some points. Goodness gracious.
Well, they've added to it.
I'm not mad at that.
I want more.
I'm not mad at that. I do think it would. Don't you think it would be weird of all of this moving around and
just to move up and get another wide receiver.
Yes.
When the wide receiver position is one of the positions of strength, not just on within the draft, but also on your team, like on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Within the draft itself, you've got wide receiver depth, which indicates there should be
which
one.
Which seems like it's every year now, doesn't it?
Because
So it's a good time to be picking in the second round if you want to go get a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That
does seem to be a theme where wide receiver just every year is.
That's because the college offenses, we've seen them. We know how it is.
Man.
Yeah,
you got me thinking now about linebacker Lopez.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I've been saying it for a while.
I'm more down with that than D line. I don't care about your three tech.
They brought in.
There are players there that have been linked and that make sense for them to go pick. I haven't had a linebacker.
These
in
are
mind.
Their starting linebackers, if you believe depth charts in the offseason. Obviously, they have Christian Harris. We like him. Al Shire, they brought him in because what? They want to win now.
Yep.
And then To'o or Jake Hansen.
They like Tua.
Well,
Alabama guy.
Yeah. He's an Alabama guy for sure.
Yeah.
Just like Forrest Gump. I think Forrest Gump. I think Forrest Gump might have run better than To'o To'o.
Hey, before the
braces came off.
You playing? They could use a burner like that.
Nah, he runs like Forrest Gump with the braces. Not without, with the braces.
With his legs still straight.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what his knees.
To'o To'o in coverage looks like Forrest before that kid hit him with the rock running. That's what he looks like when he's in coverage. Let's be serious.
To'o To'o and Xavier Hutchinson are tight. I want to. Their camp will be interesting.
You know something that nobody's talking about. What if J.J. Watt's coming back, and that's why he's squatting and doing all these squats and stuff, and they don't need to worry about D linemen. They got J.J. back.
He needed a full off season to see it be sold on the direction.
Coming back.
Oh.
And Daniil Hunter knew it. That's why he didn't take 99 because he knew that J.J. was coming back. Well, then why is J.J. putting pictures of himself squatting up? Like, come on.
No,
what are we doing? Move on.
He is JJ.
Well, okay, work
he's
out.
He's a hard
one.
We know he's JJ. It's
work
like,
out.
JJ Watt lifting weights.
JJ, I like the pictures of your kids. I like the pictures of the soccer. I like the pictures of you on the golf course. I like all this stuff. What? Move on from just doing like I got 10 45s on each side doing a squat. Like, grow up. If you're not going to play, don't be putting up pictures
maybe
like that.
Maybe he just likes to work out.
Come on, man. Like, I don't need any more of this J.J. Watt squat
milk
rack.
Bottle of water going on.
Come on, man. Like, put the kid looking at you lift weights or something like that. I want first day of school vibes from J.J. Watt at this point, not Hardo in the gym singing Fort Minor vibes.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be so front runner, though, if he came back.
Oh, come on. You wouldn't embrace
it? Oh, I'd embrace it, but it would also be I would, of course, embrace it, but it would be front runner. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. You've been gone a year, living good. You're going to come back. He's not going to have to work a lot. He won't have to work nearly as much as he did in 2020 or whatever he was here last.
What are we doing?
Nah, he's a situational guy.
Fair enough, Lopez. You know what?
What are we doing?
Fair enough, Lopez.
J.J. Watt, situational guy, fresh. J.J., see quarterback, get quarterback.
We reached that
point. You're not a three-down guy anymore. So we have Will Anderson on one side. We have Daniil Hunter on the other. Danico Autry and J.J. Watt inside, 3rd and 12. Who says no?
What if Brian Cushing becomes the other linebacker?
Hey,
he looks like he could still play.
Yeah.
Coming up next, the hits are lit. Where the draft starts, where to keep an eye on, and it could impact the Texans and the Astros. My gosh.
Yeah.
They lost another one. Justin Verlander, can you avoid the sweep next?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.